Many people may not be aware that the buildings all along High Street and Market Street and Castle Street and Teeling Street and so on, they're located in a designated architectural conservation area, the Courthouse ACA. And the area is one of the oldest parts of the town and it contains many historical features, hence it's a designated architectural conservation area. And we were told at our meeting with the council that the council was obliged to engage the service of an architectural conservation specialist and a conservation engineer to assist in providing guidance on the best way forward. And in an update we received only last Thursday, traders and business people in the street were advised that the final conservation and structural assessment report from the specialist was received last Wednesday and it was in the process of being considered by council engineering staff. So, you know, I also have to point out there was an expectation that there would be a submission from the owner, developer of the property a couple of weeks back, but to date that hasn't been submitted. And at this stage, there's proposals for another meeting between the traders and the council engineering staff later this month to further consider matters.
So while there is some progress, you would have to agree that it's somewhat painstakingly slow here in terms of trying to come to some sort of resolution.
Absolutely. I think we're all becoming more and more frustrated at the ongoing delay. This has to be dealt with. The traders are certainly insisting that it be dealt with as a matter of urgency.
Not only are the buildings potentially posing a safety hazard to the general public, but you, at the beginning of the interview, touched on the concrete bollards that are also causing their own problems as well.
Well, basically what the bollards are doing is they're reducing the amount of parking space in the street, and that really affects businesses. Having said that, the council had no option but to put the bollards in place so as to safeguard members of the public. One building in particular, number 9 High Street, in my opinion, will have to be demolished. And if that comes down, will number 8 also have to come down? And if 8 comes down, you know, will the others, will there be a domino effect? Will others come down? And that's where specialist engineering skills will be required. And that's the advice I presume the owner and developer is expecting.